Jake felt the temperature of the air around him plummet. A branch broke off with a dry snap, and he ducked as it whistled over his head. Oi never stirred until Jake snatched him up. Then the bum boy looked around wildly, baring his teeth. "Bite if you have to," Jake said, "but I won't put you down." Oi didn't bite, and Jake might not have felt it if he had. His face was numb. He turned back toward the meeting house, and the wind became a huge, cold hand planted in the middle of his back. He began running again, aware that now he was doing so in absurd leaps, like an astronaut running on the surface of the moon in a science fiction movie. One leap, two, three. But on the third one, he didn't come down. He was blown straight forward with Oi cradled in his arms. There was a guttural, grumping explosion as one of the old houses gave in to the wind and went flying southeast in a hail of shrapnel. He saw a flight of stairs, the crude plank banister still attached, spinning up toward the racing clouds. "We'll be next," he thought, and then a hand, minus two fingers, but still strong, gripped him above the elbow. Roland turned him toward the door. For a moment the issue was in doubt as the wind bullied them away from safety. Then Roland lunged forward into the doorway, with his remaining fingers sinking deep into Jake's flesh. The pressure of the wind abruptly left them, and they both landed on their backs. "Thank God," Susanna cried. "Thank him later." Roland was shouting to be heard over the pervasive bellow of the gale. "Push, all of you push on this damn door. Susanna, you at the bottom, all your strength. You bar it, Jake. Do you understand me? Drop the bar into the clamps. Don't hesitate." "Don't worry about me," Jake snapped. Something had gashed him at one temple, and a thin ribbon of blood ran down the side of his face, but his eyes were clear and sure. "Now, push. Push for your lives." The door swung slowly shut. They could not have held it long, mere seconds, but they didn't have to. Jake dropped the thick wooden bar, and when they moved cautiously back, the rusty clamps held. They looked at each other, gasping for breath, then down at Oi, who gave a single cheerful yap and went to toast himself by the fire. The spell that the oncoming storm had cast on him seemed to be broken. Away from the hearth, the big room was already growing cold. "You should have let me grab the kid, Roland," Eddie said. "He could have been killed out there." Oi was Jake's responsibility. He should have gotten him inside sooner, tied him to something if he had to. "Or don't you think so, Jake?" "Yeah, I do." Jake sat down beside Oi, stroking the bumbler's thick fur with one hand and rubbing blood from his face with the other. "Roland," Susanna said, "he's just a boy." "No more," Roland said. "Cry your pardon, but no more."